Here is the translation of the provided text to English. Note that the text is already in English, so this is a confirmation or cleaned up version. Oil edges up as US-China tamp down trade tension. Gold hits fresh record as US-China trade tensions flare. Silver scales new peak. Indian textile exporters turn to Europe, offer discounts to offset US tariffs. Oil prices edge higher after tumbling on US-China trade jitters. U.S. oil futures backwardation narrows to 20-month low on mounting fears of a glut. Oil settles higher as U.S.-China try to de-escalate trade tensions. Argentina's mining exports hit record $4.21 billion in first 9 months. Zelensky to meet Trump on Friday to talk air defense. New weapons. OPEC points to smaller 2026 oil supply deficit as OPEC Plus pumps more. Oil prices rebound after Trump tempers China trade stance. Ericsson and Vodafone form 5-year programmable networks deal. China sanctions 5 U.S. units of S. Korea's Hanwha amid U.S.-China shipping dispute. Chinese chip stocks slide on political jitters. Sino-U.S. trade tensions. Republic Power Group prices IPO at $4 per share. Takes steps against U.S.-linked units of S. Korea. Shipbuilder Hanwha Freyport reports passenger growth at most airports in September. Australia stocks higher at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 up 0.19%. Italy's historically poor South sees brighter future as workers return. Exclusive, PayPay valuation could exceed $20 billion in planned December. U.S. IPO, sources say Singapore Q3 GDP beats forecasts but growth slows as manufacturing stalls. U.K. consumer spending slows ahead of Reeves' budget, retailers say. Madagascar's president has left the country after Gen Z protests, officials say Factbox, U.S. government shutdown. How it affects key economic data, publishing. India's headline inflation falls to 1.54% in September. China's September exports to Russia show steepest decline in 7 months. Tunisia's trade deficit widens 24% in first 9 months of 2025. German wholesale prices rise 1.2% year-on-year in September. Fintech and AI drive London finance job vacancy growth in Q3. Recruiter says dollar pulls back as risk sentiment sours on fragile U.S.-China trade ties. Trump on track to meet Xi in South Korea. Besant says frontier debt risks going dark amid high costs and creative deals. Morning bid, dancing ship to ship, implementation date for U.S. tariff on Singapore pharma exports postponed. Local media reports. Asian markets hesitant as investors wary over U.S.-China trade tensions. Singapore keeps monetary policy unchanged as growth remains firm. Australia central bank to be cautious, data dependent on future policy. Japan finance minister calls for post-Abenomics policies for inflation era. China confirms working level talks with U.S. vows fight to the end in trade war. Bitcoin price today drops to 113 kilos as U.S.-China trade tensions persist. BitMEX launches Uptober Carnival, featuring a $1,000 prize pool. Bitcoin price today rebounds above 114K after Trump tariffs spark 19 billion. Endra Life Sciences raises $4.9 million in diamond to launch cryptocurrency treasury via BTC. Unveils enhanced collateralized loan service for global miners. China Renaissance in talks to raise 600 million BNB investment. BOE's Bailey vows stronger global action on stablecoin risks. Tapbit delivers a strong presence at Token 2049 Singapore in Canthara to hold annual general meeting on November 7. Media launches 100 Mish hair buyback. Program after strong H1 performance, newly launched vetted prop firm site offers trading firm reviews and special discounts. Republic Power Group prices IPO at 4 per share begins trading today. Sampo buys back shares worth 6.2 million as part of repurchase program. Serabi Gold reports record quarterly production of 12,090 ounces. Revolut's UK banking license faces delays over risk control concerns, report.